the ladder to perfection, April 24. Sanctified by his life. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Jesus is the ladder to heaven, and God calls upon us to mount this ladder. But we cannot do this while we load ourselves down with earthly treasures. We wrong ourselves when we place our convenience and personal advantages before the things of God. There is no salvation in earthly possessions or surroundings. A man is not exalted in God's sight, or accredited by him as possessing goodness, because he has earthly riches. If we gain a genuine experience in climbing, we must leave every hindrance behind. Those who mount must place their feet firmly on every round of the ladder. We are saved by climbing round after round of the ladder, looking to Christ, clinging to Christ, mounting step by step to the height of Christ, so that he is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity are the rounds of this ladder. Courage, fortitude, faith, and implicit trust in God's power to save are needed. These heavenly graces do not come in a moment, they are acquired by the experience of years. But every sincere and earnest seeker will become a partaker of the divine nature. His soul will be filled with intense longing to know the fullness of that love which passes knowledge. As he advances in the divine life, he will be better able to grasp the elevated, ennobling truths of the Word of God, until, by beholding, he becomes changed, and is enabled to reflect the likeness of his Redeemer. Child of God, angels are watching the character you develop, they are weighing your words and actions, therefore take heed to your ways, prove whether you are in the love of God. To love God supremely and our neighbor as ourselves is genuine sanctification.